Joining us on the line this morning, we have Joy Feldman, and Joy is a expert nutritional consultant, health and wellness coach. Welcome aboard, Joy. How are you today?
Hi, Joy.
I'm great. Thank you very much.
You are going to be at Frisbee Hospital tonight as part of their Back to Basics.
The Back to Basics in Pursuit of Good Health. Joy will be the keynote speaker. There will be a lecture and book signing as well. It starts tonight at 6 p.m., goes till 8. And if you want to go, you should register. And you can call 603-330-8986. There, we got
right.
that out of the way.
So, Joy, you have a very interesting story. And as the keynote speaker tonight, I'm sure you're going to share that with people. But for those who can't make it tonight, can't be in attendance, tell us about how you went from law to nutrition.
Yeah. I know, an odd change, huh?
Yeah.
Back in the late 80s, I had worked in a very large international law firm. I did corporate mergers and acquisitions, SEC filings, and I worked lots of hours, and I really didn't take great care of myself. Mm-hmm. I, you know, lived on diet soda and pizza, and peanut M&Ms are one of my favorite foods.
Right.
And I just worked and worked and worked and was extremely stressed most of the time and had been a vegetarian, thinking, oh, I was doing all the right things, but I certainly wasn't a good vegetarian. I didn't make sure I, you know, matched up all my proteins properly. And I really wasn't enjoying my work. And at that point, I decided to have my first child. And after I delivered, about a few months after that, I got quite ill, to the point where I couldn't get vertical. I used to crawl on my hands and knees just to get my son out of his crib.
Really?
I often use the crib sidebars just as a stabilizing force to pull myself up.
Oh, my. Were you arthritic as well, Joy?
I was arthritic. I was exhausted. The fatigue I had was overwhelming. And my husband's an orthopedic surgeon, and he, you know, took me into the hospital, and I had every blood test known to man, and all my anti-DNAs and autoimmune factors were all elevated, and it looked like I either had lupus or rheumatoid arthritis. Mm-hmm. They weren't quite sure. Then they came up with a new category called rupus. They didn't know quite what I had or what to do with me, and I was given quite a large amount of medication, and I just got worse. I just felt terrible. I started to lose hair on my head. The fatigue factor was just out of control. And my husband matched for his fellowship out in Arizona, so we needed to move. And I'll never forget the day I looked at him and I said, I cannot spend my life living like this. I had this newborn child that really, I had very little joy in taking care of him because I had to have help take care of him. I couldn't get out of my own way. And I just sat down one day and I decided, you know, I've got to make a change. So I came from a background where I was kind of skeptical. You know, as a lawyer, I always, you know, micromanaged everything. And my husband was a doctor, and I thought, I got to try something alternative or, you know, some kind of holistic approach, because they really gave me no hope. They said this is how I was going to spend my life.
Right. All they did was throw prescriptions at you, basically, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's basically what I did. I took lots of meds just to kind of, you know, function. So I called the School of Massage in Arizona, and a woman came out to my house, and, you know, it wasn't exactly what I had anticipated, you know. She did some body work, but she also chanted, and I thought, oh, God, I'm never going to get better.
Right.
I wasn't quite sure, but, you know, at the end, she turned out to kind of be, I call her my angel, because she's the one who guided me towards this physician. Her daughter had been born quite sick with a chromosomal abnormality and was told that her child wouldn't live beyond the age of 2. And her child, when she was 14, by the way, very handicapped, but did go to Arizona State University to study heliotropism. And this same doctor who helped this little girl is who this woman referred me to.
Wow.
Hmm.
I know. It's amazing how things happen in life.
Yeah.
So off I went to this doctor who, by the way, doesn't practice medicine. All he does now is nutritional counseling. And he did, which I'll talk to you about in a little bit, he did nutritional balancing science. He clipped my hair, which involves hair tissue mineral analysis, sat down with me and basically said, we can get you better. And put me back on meat, you know, lean meats, chicken, turkey.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, me too. And loads of vegetables. And, right. You know, we really kind of tailored my diet. There were supplements, there were lifestyle changes, all kinds of things went into it. And within about 6 to 8 weeks, all my blood work regulated. All those autoimmune factors that, you know, were indicating that I was, you know, having some kind of autoimmune disease, they normalized.
Hmm.
And I'll never forget, the rheumatologist looked at me and he's like, get out of here, Joy. Whatever you're doing, just keep doing it.
Isn't that great?
It was wonderful. And I certainly don't want to mislead anyone. I was not a picture of health in 6 to 8 weeks, but I was going in the right direction. And it took me about a year to fully get, you know, all my stamina back. And, you know, I've healed. I'm better now than I've been. So
right.
That's fantastic.
And now you're writing books.
I know. Who would have ever thought?
You didn't think that back then, did you, Joy?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said you didn't think that back then, did you?
No, I never did.
And lecturing and like that? You never thought you'd do that?
No, I you know, I had thought I would stay at home raising children, which I enjoyed doing. And mm-hmm. that little boy I keep talking about.
Yeah.
He was actually, he's been my inspiration. I mean, he went off to college just this year, and a few years ago I said, well, I have to start to think, what am I going to do with my life? And that's when I said, you know, this has been a passion of mine since I got well, and I want other people to know they don't have to be sick. So back to school I went, and I'm pursuing my master's in holistic nutrition, and I've got that doctor who I mentioned who turned my life around is actually my mentor. And he works with me constantly, teaching me and educating me, and I've got my degree now in biochemical nutritional balancing science, an advanced degree in that, and now be ready to be an instructor in it as well. So, yeah, life is kind of, you know, it's been an interesting ride. I'm thrilled at where I am today.
All right, we're talking with Joy Feldman, expert nutritional consultant and health and wellness coach. Tell me about the story that you came upon a little boy in a grocery store eating a donut and a blue drink.
Yeah,
what's that all about?
We want to know.
You want to know.
Yeah.
I actually was on my way up to Frisbee to meet with them, and I stopped at the supermarket on my way to pick up some bottled water for the drive, and I was appalled, but I see this everywhere I go today. Young children are eating these invented foods. And to make matters worse, it's early in the morning. This little boy had a donut in one hand and a blue drink in the other. And I always say, don't drink anything that's blue.
Yeah, good rule.
Green or yellow, you know, unless it's a fresh vegetable we've pressed.
Right.
But, I think today we as Americans have really lost our dietary sense. We're confused. We're lost. We don't know what to eat. I mean, every day there's a different report on the news, you know, low fat, no fat. Should we eat soy? Should we stay away from it? I mean, literally, in my practice, people come to me. They don't know what they should be eating. And that was really the impetus for why I wrote the book. My clients urged me, please put something together so we know what we should be eating and how to make it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can't even believe what you read on a package these days.
Yes.
It'll say no fat or low fat, and that's not really what they mean half the time. So.
Well, it's confusing. And then look at the list of ingredients. It's like reading,
an
organic chemistry textbook.
Exactly. Well, one more time, Joy, the name of your book is Joyful Cooking in the Pursuit of Good Health. And where can folks get that? And what is your website?
Yep. It's available at Amazon.com.
Okay.
It's on my website. Some local stores here in Rhode Island, Whole Foods has it over here. That's pretty much where it's available for now. Oh, Frisbee's got it as well. Frisbee.
Okay.
Yep. And so, it will be available tonight as well where I'll be signing them.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. And again, the event is from 6 until 8 at Frisbee Memorial Hospital in Rochester. And Joy, first of all, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us this morning. It's a great story, and it should be an inspiration to all those in attendance. They must pre-register, by the way. You have to call, and Danny's got the number.
It is 603-330-8986.
Joy Feldman, thank you so much for joining us. Best wishes and continued success, not only as a nutritional consultant and a health and wellness coach, but as an author as well.
Thank you very much.